Let's stick with May, shall we? Author and broadcaster Keith Skipper has been playing word games with the month of May.
It was three eventful years ago when a Prime Minister called May stepped out in April to call a general election in June. That's a sort of quirky delight, almost on a par with the joyous discovery that Alec Guinness is an anagram of genuine class. Well, both put a smile on my face. Only a cynic might suggest this new month of three letters could move on to spell mayhem. In any case, true romantics know full well that evocative word refers to the lower edge of the May Queen's dress. A few other liberties having been taken by blossoming imaginations over our seasons. A former queen can turn into a matriarch. Another could settle for matrimony, with a matron of honour. They can all retire to the maiden for refreshments from the May Cup and entertainment from Conjurer Matrix. I prefer to meander along the Cromer Cliffs or the nearest cricket ground to issue an old warning to ne'er cast a clout till May is out. It cautions swashbucklers to play themselves in before charging down the track to destroy tiring bowlers. A useful metaphor for life. I was fascinated in childhood by the emergence of Peter May as one of the most stylish batsmen of his era in the service of Surrey and England. Such grace and timing in perfect harmony to bless a new campaign with rich promise. Sadly, more prosaic interpreters of traditional country wisdom blew away my romantic confetti to remind us not to discard that warm, woolly and itchy vest until the end of the month. Yet another school of thought claimed May referred to the hawthorn tree, Crataegus monogyna, whose common name is May. So perhaps you should wait until the hawthorn's in blossom before doing away with that cosy underwear. Lilac remains one of my favourite flowers, despite constant reminders as a country lad that bringing it indoors amounted to inviting death into the house. We had lilac bushes standing sentry either side of our old well. Just a few sniffs from my bedroom window, and as evening stretched out towards first round ties in cricket knockout competitions, I would lean out to drink in sweet scented riches. Beyond the lilac stood the orchard's largest and oldest resident, the walnut tree. It seemed so peaceful, so friendly, after all that lashing against winter winds. Not that I found this reformed character too appealing, while I had to watch from a prison of blankets and pillows. Well, it was a prison in May, when a boy could hear young village voices still exercising freedom after 7 p.m, mingling with those of men at work in burgeoning gardens after a hard day in the fields. May, heavy with quick ripening promises, still finds me restless. The gateway to summer is not the easiest to negotiate when you know it might not be quite so lush when you get there. Still, best to go with the majority.